DollarBillHealer.com.
Just when you think you can trust the Chinese, they continue those secret satellite maneuvers. Speaking of who can you trust your power and gas company to actually fix the pipes that are running through your neighborhood that might be a tad old? That's what they probably thought in San Bruno until all hell broke loose when work wasn't done, even though it was pointed out 3 years ago that the pipes were bad and needed to be redone. They needed to be repaired. They weren't. We know the disaster that ensued, 4 people killed, a score of others wounded. I mean, really wounded, too. They look like they came out of a war zone in the burn units and in critical and in stable condition, some of them, thank goodness. But what a crazy scene that was, not far from the San Francisco airport. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is just some of what we're going to be talking about this hour on the show. Besides that, the fallout from the primaries just a day or two ago, where especially Christine O'Donnell, the 41-year-old from Delaware who toppled the Republican incumbent, shocking a lot of people, now is finding that the Republican Party, despite some of the harsh things they were saying leading up to the primaries, and then even right after she was declared the winner, now they're backing off a little bit and actually wanting to support her, realizing, hey, they got to pump some money into this, as she's got a key Senate possibility there in Delaware. However, she's running against a pretty strong Democrat. So that's just a little brush of what we're going to get to. Don't forget on Thursdays, because I got a couple of emails about this, and I'm very happy that so many people are jumping on board with it, but we do this fun little thing called Nail the Score. It's one of our silly games, but we've got great prizes to give away. We have our second Nail the Score coming up Thursday into Friday for most people in our third hour, and you have the 3 tail segments of that hour. So to actually get in and tell us who you think's going to be the winner of the game that is randomly chosen by our computer and what you think the final score is going to be. And you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to know sports. You just take a stab at it. It's like picking lottery numbers. You never, never know what's going to happen, right? And somebody has to win, we hope. You'll have massive bragging rights and a whole lot of really cool prizes. So far, no one's been able to do it. A couple people have come close, but we're just in the beginning stages of this season in the NFL. All right, let's jump quickly to something that Ahmadinejad said today, why I'm featuring him at the top, maybe because of all of my list of nuts and people that I wouldn't be upset about if they were, suddenly, tragically picked off. Ahmadinejad would make that list. So now what is he saying? Well, the president of Iran had a sit down with Andrea Mitchell from NBC and said that his country does not need the United States whatsoever. We don't need you. We needed you before, but we don't need you now. So just go away. And he also talked about the hikers, because remember, the female hiker was let go, but her fiance and the other young guy, they're still there after 14 months. So are they going to be let go or not? And I think he definitely has a stake in this, but he played it off that it was up to a judge to decide. In the comments in her interview, he just poo-pooed the idea of the threat of new sanctions and you know, just said even if the U.S. administration increases the sanctions and 100 times more, and even if the Europeans join the United States to heavy-hand us with the sanctions, we're in a position to meet our own requirements. Okay. And he said that, the recent release of the female hiker, Sarah Shurd, from the Tehran prison, just that they had gone what he called beyond the law and cooperated with them. Now, Ahmadinejad gives the interview a week before he's going to come to the UN General Assembly in New York, where Iran's nuclear program is going to be scrutinized. And this is like the same old theme. I feel like I'm going to the same matinee year after year. I've done America Tonight for 4.5 years, and every single year we're playing the same tune. Through the Bush administration, now through the Obama administration, remember the Condi Rice trying to figure out what could happen to Iran, what about the sanctions, all that other stuff. And it's the same deal that they're saying back. They're only generating electricity. That's it. But we banned the inspectors in June because they gave us false information about the activities. Yeah, right. And really what it is I think Iran's trying to intimidate the UN Atomic Agency by barring the inspectors. That's what it is. So more threats, more nonsense, and I'm sure we'll have more to come. This is a sneak preview. We'll have more to come when Ahmadinejad jumps before the UN. It's like I said, would I be upset if he was one of the guys that fell? And the answer to that is no. I mean, who's on the list? Castro. This guy has 150 lives. This guy will never go down. He's like Methuselah. He's going to be the oldest man on the planet. Never. Even when he looks sick, he's in the sweatsuit. It looks like they propped him up and he's stuffed. He bounces back. Another one is Hugo Chavez. Oh, he's got incredible genes. I guarantee he's going to be right there with Castro, living on and on forever and ever. But Ahmadinejad is number one on the list. All right, the Chinese. You know, we talk about global initiatives and how are we reaching out, corporations are reaching out to China, to Russia, and, you know, a lot of people are pro-disarming as much nukes as possible. And you know, it brings that question. I was just watching, I guess I watched in the last couple of days, a movie called The Fourth Protocol. And that's Russia in this movie, for those of you who haven't seen it. But it is about a nuke and a bomb and the possibilities and then who in the end is really friendly with whom. So here's the scoop with China. I mean, they've already got the debt waving over our head. And now space watchers are saying China is still doing whatever it started doing last month with two close-flying satellites in orbit. And that's keeping outside observers, including me, worried about the fact that they haven't actually said what it is they're doing, even if it's just a ruse, whatever they want to say they're doing. And this rendezvous of these satellites, it just could be, you know, space station dockings or satellite observations from orbit or whatever. But they might be trying to figure out a way to eavesdrop on other people's satellites, or how can they knock out another satellite? That would be, I think, pretty worrisome. That would make my list of concerns. But, you know, they're flying pretty close together, and this happened about a month ago. So what is it that they're doing? It was the U.S. Strategic Command that confirm finally that they were really close together. And have they made physical contact? Nobody seems to know. Coming up on the flip side, more about the pipes and reaction to it in California in just a sec.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
America, you be the judge. Do you think the guy in charge at Pacific Gas and Electric Company, the guy in charge of looking at projects and scheduling the work and figuring out when they're going to be done, do you think he should get the axe? The reason I'm saying that is because we know what happened in San Bruno, right? So here's the inside scoop on this. PG&E got permission in 2007 to spend $5 million of what they call rate payer money to replace this 62-year-old section of the pipeline that looked like a bomb went off when it exploded last week in San Bruno. And that nothing happened. They scheduled the work for 2009, so it would have been done, but it wasn't done. So then PG&E asked for more money. That's what they did in 2009. Oh, gee, we need another $5 million. And then we're going to try to do it by 2013. Well, because the punks waited and pushed this out, look what happened. And clearly in the investigation, they're saying it's the pipes. The portion of the pipeline, by PG&E's description, is about 1.5 miles north of the segment that exploded. They're saying it's in the top 100 highest risk line sections in a 2007 evaluation. That's why they had it up for maintenance to change it. So now, of course, in California, the Public Utilities Commission is looking into it, and they told the PG&E people to inspect all of the gas pipelines for potential problems, all of the states. Well, that's nice for everybody else who wasn't blown to smithereens, but what about the four people, their families? What about the people who were injured beyond belief? And what about the others who lost their house You know, it's, and I know that's low on the list compared to the lies, but ridiculous. I mean, the facts are the facts. It was 54 years old, and it was had a 50-year lifetime span. That's it, 50 years for this pipe, and it was beyond that. It was made of steel, which is what they use in about half of all gas pipelines, and nearly two-thirds of the nation's larger gas mains as a safety hazard because it's too rigid and it can corrode. That's the problem. But because of the age, the twist, the turns, all that stuff, it would have, you know, they couldn't use robots. That would have been the best way to probably maintain and inspect it. So it was going to be a pain in the rear end job. That's what they did, in my estimation. Ooh. I think they need to just slap them with every penalty they could possibly slam them with. And whoever directly is responsible for pushing this off needs to go. I mean, the families are obviously going to get money. There are going to be lawsuits and they're going to settle out of court. But that doesn't bring back the people who were killed because of the ignorance of this problem. What say you, America? Do you agree? Don't you think, why not? You got to make the clean cut. Stop covering up for whoever the corporate pirate was. 800-259-5791. Let me give out the digits again. 800-259-5791. You can always throw in your two cents, by the way, on any of the stuff that we're talking about, whether it's these pipelines or politics or whatever's going on in your neighborhood. So, you know, why these pipelines weren't safe. I mean, come on, give me a break there. And PG&E is constantly being brought up on all kinds of negligent things. And they make a bloody fortune. So, you know, you be the judge on that one. All right, the egg crisis in America. When it was going on, I asked, and a couple of you called in. I love eggs. I'm sorry. If you want to find me, you can find me at IHOP, or I go to this other place. It's called Cafe Brazil. But you can just fill in the blank, whatever place you want to pick. I love breakfast. In fact, that's my favorite meal. And I love eggs, from frittatas to omelets to over easy, you know, all that kind of stuff. I have to say, and I didn't realize this until I thought about it today, and maybe it's because we were talking about it, but I stopped eating eggs. And I eat eggs. I am an egg eater. And I know that 1,500 people that got sick for salmonella, it wasn't in my area, it was very close, but it wasn't. Now they're saying that the released reports point to years of positive salmonella tests at this Iowa egg farm. And it's just baffling to people, and especially egg producers. So Congress is all over this at this point. They have the records for the Wright County Egg, that's the name of the company, and they've got more problems with rats and filth and you name it, and they've got it. And the records show that since 2008, the company has, you know, they've been at, that they're at the heart of this with the 1,500 people. They've had multiple positive tests for salmonella, and that they didn't report it. So give me a break. So they've got 426 positive results, including 73 samples that were potentially positive for salmonella, and the strain involved in what happened this summer. Just crazy stuff. And the egg industry is getting creamed by this. I mean, yeah, we know it's this one place. In fact, so much so, here's what's happening next week on America Tonight. Next week, I am flying to Florida. It just happens to be Florida again. And there is an egg farm in Tampa that I'm going to tour. I guess I have to wear a hazmat suit, but they're doing the egg safety, or the United Egg Producers is doing a modern egg farming conference and tour, and they invited me to tag along because I had been asking them to have somebody on to talk more about it, and I've tried to talk to farmers, and I pretty much have gotten a high hand. So they reached out and said, this is what we're going to do, so I'm going to go down there. I'm going to have to put on, like I said, a disposable jumpsuit for biosecurity reasons, but I'm going to go to this farm and tour and see what happens and how things are processed and talk to some researchers and scientists. So actually, we're pretty excited about this to see what we can come up with, see what we see there. I mean, that's not Iowa, obviously. Nobody can get near that farming facility. But now that the red flag has been raised, more people are talking about why aren't eggs just produced more locally? So in other words, like that Iowa farm, they were the mama. They were the mothership. They had egg producers. They had egg distributors all over the place for their eggs. And that's why it was like in 20 different states where people had gotten sick. But if it was more regionally done, maybe that could solve that problem. So that's next week on America Tonight. You'll hear me talking with people. We'll have the show where we talk to various people about this, frankly, the situation and what's happened in light of what happened in Iowa and all the people getting sick. So we move from the egg crisis and the shocking information at Wright County, at the Wright County farm, to which I think personally there, I think they should just close them down. If they've had so much information on them, so many fines, I mean, where is the cut line where, okay, we find this farm, but they're making a gazillion dollars, they don't care, and they just let the situation lapse back to what it is. Where is the cutoff point when you shut somebody down? I mean, if we're worried about our food supply and the FDA, we don't have so many inspectors and yada yada, wouldn't there be a cut line somewhere? It's like kitchens of restaurants where they go in and they inspect. Now, I know that people can float in under the wire and then they don't get health inspectors that go in or whatever happens. But if they had enough violations, wouldn't they get shut down? And the answer is yes. Have you ever seen a restaurant or heard of a restaurant getting shut down because of dirty, filthy conditions? Why wouldn't this farm get shut down? Just get them done, shut them down. Don't let them produce any more eggs because they continued after being told and violating so many of the things they weren't supposed to, as far as the codes, I'll say. Why does it continue to be open? It makes absolutely no sense for me, none whatsoever. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you threw in your two cents on the Tea Party and the celebrations from some of the primaries, especially in Delaware. That's what everybody's pretty much focusing on, but there were others too. And then ultimately, what's going to happen down the line when we get to the midterm elections? A few of you asked my thoughts on that and some of the other things too that are happening that we've been talking about on America Tonight. So the mail's up next.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I, S-A-F-E, bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you ever want to throw in your 2 cents here on ATN, the way to do it is go to americatonight.net. And we're, without further ado, we're going to check all the email that we got as we head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Thanks, Homer. Let's see. This is from Dennis McMahon, my favorite attorney, who is out of Vermont, WVMT. We love that affiliate. So anyway, he says, what's with these female reporters donning Islamic attire to meet with secular creeps, such as Andrea Mitchell's exclusive with the Iranian leader? See a lot of that stuff on TV. Where are feminist groups complaining about women being forced into religious attire? At least the guy could wear a tie. I think that was pretty funny what he said at the end. Yeah, that's what happens. Hey, if you go, this is what they tell you. Listen, whether it's Laura Ingraham or Ashley Banfield, remember her when she did all that reporting? She does a court show now, but she did all that reporting after 9/11 and when it was happening, and she went over and she did the same thing. Because they tell you, you have to, whoever it is. I mean, look at the diplomats. They'll do similar things if they're asked to do that, and that's just accepted that that's what you have to do. It's their custom. So you have to put a veil on. You have to cover yourself. And I don't think you're going to see feminist groups complain about that. But touche, I get your point. You're going down the same path as Tomas in Michigan. We talked about that the other night, about the French and the hijab and the burqa and the fact that now that's going to be illegal there. And if a woman is wearing any of that, she'll be fined $190. And if she does it a second time, I think there's a possibility of jail time. Okay, we move on to Bev DeMint, who's listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. And she says, if all the Tea Party gets in, our country can be called the Toonie Tunes. Bev, not a fan of the Tea Party. And the Tea Party is becoming the movement, the grassroots movement, that there's no, it doesn't seem like now there's any in-between. It's just very black and white for a lot of people. It's like I've said on this show a zillion times. There's some really good people that are part of the Tea Party movement. We've had the people on from the Liberty Institute that actually sponsored the first one, if you remember. And it wasn't about extremism or any kind of craziness or ranting or burning things in effigy or whatever. It was about, you know, we're sick of the taxes. We're sick of what's happening. We're sick of the spending. And then a couple other congruent themes were running through there. And guaranteed, I know, because we talked to them, there were some Democrats, there were some Republicans, and there were actually some independents that were out there. The problem is, just like everything else, if somebody is very, very extreme, guess who gets the attention? Guess who gets the camera? I mean, that's the truth of it, whatever the political situation. That's why we hate to blanket statement anything. I hate to just throw a blanket over anything. You know what? Sometimes you do. Sometimes you just do it. You can't help it. You just judge. You're sick of it. You throw the blanket over it. And I'm definitely guilty of that. But sometimes you just gotta not do that. You just gotta think with a more open mind. Like, okay, I get it. I understand. This one's from Jeff Mack. Hey, Kate, like the show. Wondering when we're going to hear more of We Can Count. I have some suggestions for We Can Count. It'd be fun if you did it almost like a top 10 list the way David Letterman does. Thanks. Well, we do We Can Count randomly on whatever hour we choose during almost every America Tonight. It's been rare when I haven't done it. So you just haven't caught it. Maybe it's not airing there then when you're listening, or you weren't listening at the right time when it happened to come up, because there's no set schedule for We Can Count. And the reason, I think everything is about numbers, and I think the Letterman top 10 list is very clever, but that's what Letterman does. He does the top 10 list. So, yeah, you can do a list, and you can sort of copy the Letterman idea that he's had forever and ever and ever. But that's the idea. You're doing something a little bit different. So We Can Count. It really can't be like a list, because that would just be the same thing he's doing. Maybe not as cleverly sometimes, because it just depends on how much funny is in me. You know what I'm saying? Now, we could add some funny features, and we used to have some pretty good stuff. We're going to do a deal where once in a while we bring on a comedian who desperately will probably try to teach me how to tell a joke, because I'm the worst. You know, I'll do the one-liners once in a while, and I admit it, I am the worst. I love to hear jokes. I do. I love to hear jokes, but I am the worst at telling them, because I forget the punchline. I just don't deliver it correctly, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right, here's one from Dave Art in Vermont. Kate, I heard you doing Nail the Score. Would you explain the rules again? For some reason, I didn't quite catch them, but I thought it was really cool. I did try to call. I got a lot of busy signals, so I gave up. But this week, I'm going to call in, or I'll send you another email. Very cool. I am so psyched that the NFL is here. The rules for Nail the Score is really easy. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, whatever it is, and then you call in and tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly, then it's not coming close. You have to nail it on the head. That's why it's called Nail the Score. So you can't, you know, it's not like horseshoes. You can't get a little bit close and think you're going to win. For example, our last game was the Redskins and the Cowboys, and the Skins won 13-7. Now, there were people that picked the Redskins to beat the Cowboys, but they, like Dr. E in Kentucky, he said 17-14 Washington, or Trey in Kentucky, he went with the Skins 21-17. And there are plenty of people that picked Dallas, too, but nobody correctly nailed it. What's interesting is our pal Dan in Texas had the Cowboys beating the Redskins 9-7. But see, it was the Cowboys, and it was 9-7. So people think they get close, and that's good enough, but that's the idea behind the game. You have to directly nail it. Like I always say this, it's like picking lottery numbers. You don't get close to the lottery and win the prize. You have to have the exact numbers. So that's the idea with this one, too. If you nail it, you get the bragging rights, you get all the prizes, and there's some great prizes that we've had now for a little while. And I would like nothing better than to have somebody nail the score so that we can send that prize package off and one of you would have the ultimate bragging rights. All right, this one is from Mickey, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Kate, what do you think is going to happen with Christine O'Donnell? She did the grassroots thing. You said it. Not many people knew who she was, but she definitely is a Tea Partier. I like her. There's something about her. I like her. I don't care why people want to bash her. I think she's interesting. I just think it shows that you can rise up, even if you don't have big bucks, and capture the imagination of the American people, because we're sick and tired of the same old, same old. Do you think she'll win? Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. She's going to have to square off against the Democrat, Chris Coons, his name is, and Coons would be more moderate. And Delaware is one of those places where it's the in-between state. And the more moderate person has the better chance. Like Mike Castle was a moderate Republican. I would bill him as that. So here you have this 9-term congressman, and he was a popular former governor. He appealed to a ton of independents and some Democrats for sure. But he's not the Republican nominee. It's going to be Christine O'Donnell. So she has the complete, and some of the issues, she has the complete opposite view of Castle, at least by what she was saying in running in the primaries. So can she win over a lot of those independents who vote heavily in Delaware? That's the key. If she can win them over with, hey, same old, I'm something different, we're tired of the unemployment, because that would be one of the things, unemployment in Delaware's pretty high, we're tired of the taxation over and over again, and that's another one of those themes. The other theme is what's happening in America with the borders, with issues relating to immigration. So this is the Tea Party is definitely a grassroots thing that's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and bravo for them to continue to march to that beat for sure. I mean, this shows you this is something. You can be the average everyday fireman, baker, cook, whoever, and get out there, roll up your sleeves, and perhaps get elected. But will she be able to realistically win them over? I think with more of the Republican money, which she didn't have initially, but now the Republican Party is saying they're going to help. If they really do help and they pour some money in and there's some more ads and stuff, I think that would help her a lot and go a long way. She may, if she's out there really stumping, she may have a chance. What do you think, America? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you in a few.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Of a sidebar here to the Christine O'Donnell story. She was asked, of course she was asked about Karl Rove's comments, because remember, he's the kingmaker. It was twice that he got Bush in there, and he's helped other Republicans. Certainly as a strategist, he knows what he's doing. And he was asked on Fox about O'Donnell, and right away he said that, well, that's another seat that's not going to go the way of the Republicans. he didn't even say, hey, she wasn't who I thought was going to get it. Castle, you know, had been there forever and ever, and he was the Republicans' really best chance, but we'll support her, or this is interesting, or anything like that. I mean, he just flat out said, that's it, we're not going to win the seat. So see, what's happened is the Democrats are using those words one of the top Democratic strategists, Steve Emmendorf, is the guy, said the Republicans basically gave the Senate seat away. Just look at what the NRSC is saying and Karl Rove. So they're using this as more fuel to the fire, throwing more logs on top of it, on top of this the raging fire in Delaware. And she was smart. She was asked about it, and she said, you know what, she was asked about Rove. She said it's a shame. He's the same so-called political guru that predicted I wasn't going to win, and we won big. So I think he is eating some humble pie and trying to restore his reputation. Ba-dum-bump. That's what you do, man. Step on his head, because he did say that. He slammed her leading up to it, and she said that, boy, for a predictor, he didn't predict so well. And then she left it at that. So now, a day later, Michael Steele says that, congratulations, and they offered some support, but they were still pretty vague about it. How about Mitch McConnell, though, from Kentucky? He says he would support, and he's going to donate money to O'Donnell's campaign. And he didn't even really say much when he was asked whether he thinks her win would lead to a Democratic winning the seat in the Senate for Delaware, or does it jeopardize the Republican takeover of the Senate because they would need 10 seats. He was asked if he thinks she's going to win the race, and he said, I'm going to be supporting the nominee and we'll hope for the best. We'd like to win the seat. And then Senator John Cornyn, who is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, what I just mentioned, the NRSC, because they were very vague and didn't help very much. He released a statement basically clearing up their involvement in the general election, saying that they stand by all the Republican nominees, including O'Donnell in Delaware. Cornyn said the committee would send her a check for $42,000. That's the maximum allowable donation that they can provide to the nominee. So things have changed a day later after people got some coffee in them on the Republican side of things. They changed their mind a little bit there. All right, let's take one. You can chime in if you want. 800-259-5791. We got a couple people waiting in line, so let's go to Mark first in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Kate, I'll make this quick. I need to correct myself from last night. A guy named Coons is running against for the Democrat ticket in Delaware.
I just talked about that. He's not all that known, though.
Right. I made a mistake. I said it was Beau Biden. Beau Biden is Joe Biden's son, but he had actually dropped out of the race. So I made a mistake. So Coons is the fellow on a Democratic ticket.
Wait, let me stop there for a second. I didn't think you really said that, though. I thought you said something like keeping the seat warm for him eventually.
What happened was the fellow that was appointed for Biden's seat was keeping it warm for Biden's son.
Oh, okay,
but Biden's son decided to step down, and then Coons took his place. And also, somebody read in the Times said that the NRA did back Ms. O'Donnell. I don't know whether they did or not, so maybe because some of the publications I read were published before. Anyway, I just have something really quick about Karl Rove. Jim Mars, who's a great writer, did Kennedy assassination. He does a lot of. He wrote a book called The Fourth Reich, and he said that Karl Rove's grandfather was in the Nazi Party. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But let me just say something about Karl Rove. There was a guy in Ohio who was working with the Bush campaign in 06 and 08 who had access to the voting machines. And I bring this up because in New York, as you know, they just changed from the old style machines where you close the curtain and you flip the dial for the your candidate to the paper ballots. It was relatively easy in my district here. I did it yesterday. But this guy, I think his name was an Irish name, McDonald or O'Connell, something similar to the woman in Delaware. It was in Reason magazine. I'll get the name for you. But he was going to testify against Karl Rove and these people because he was able to rejigger the machines. He was a computer analyst. He died in a plane crash. He was from Ohio. They were so disgraceful, the police, when they cleaned up they didn't even clean the crash site completely. His wife picked up pieces of this guy's brain off the street.
I know what you're talking about.
I just want to let you know, Karl Rove, you don't have to support the candidates. I've heard a lot of stuff about this guy, and now I know it's true, and I hope they don't cut my cell phone off when I tell you this. He's just, the hell with him, and if you don't want to support Miss O'Donnell in Delaware, we don't need you. She, apparently her website accrued almost $800,000 in donations. I'm going to donate to her campaign, and she is going to win the seat, whether he backs them, or the whole party, the candidate, I mean, the Republicans back her or not. It doesn't make a difference. So, Mr. Rowe, we know you killed that guy in a plane crash, and I will go back, I'll research, I'll get his name. It was a story. Right before he was to testify, he was a pilot, and he was a computer expert, because they tried to rejigger the Ohio election when Ken Blackwell was running in Ohio. But just Google that stuff, Karl Rove, plane crash, whatever. This guy really is an evil son of a you-know-what. And I just wanted to clear up what I said and, you know, bring that up about him. And the hell with him and the hell with the party. Like we said last night, they're frightened, they're running scared, and, you know, that's it. And I can leave it there, but if you just give me 10 more seconds. Remember how you asked me when I brought this up, it's a non sequitur, but I said how former Representative Sonny Bono was assassinated, and then we hung up, this was like months ago, and I didn't have any information. Well, the guy who wrote the book about it was named Bob Fletcher, and basically Mr. Bono, Sonny Bono, had info on voting irregularities, and he had information on Waco, Oklahoma City, and a bunch of other stuff. The reason I bring it up is because
But you know that he hit a tree, right?
Right.
When he was skiing, but you're saying it was a setup.
And yeah, I just want to clear it up. Just like tonight, I brought up this guy in the plane crash. I will get that information. I'll bring it up. But the guy who wrote the book about Sonny Bono, his assassination, was Bob Fletcher.
All right.
Get that out, and I'll get the other stuff about Karl Rove, that SOB. Thanks, babe.
All right. So Mark says that there's something more sinister going on, like in the Rove situation, and it's something completely different. Like he said, it's a non sequitur in the Sonny Bono deal, and which is, he hit a tree when he was skiing. Now, it is true he did have some information about voting irregularity. I knew that because he was talking about it. I don't think that was a big secret, but he hit a tree when he was skiing, and there are some conspiracy theorists that believe that there was something more to it, and I assume that the guy that he's talking about that wrote the book, and he's going down that lane, that there was, that's what happened to Bono. All right, so we're up against it, of course. Wow, how time flies. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You heard that we just checked our mailbag segment in a previous segment here on America Tonight. We try to do it once a week. You know, I got that severe ADD, as long as I remember it. I'm going to leave you with this one. I love this quote. Somebody told me it, and I don't know who to attribute it to, only this, that politicians are like diapers. They both need changing regularly and for the same reasons.